This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and it is a Monday as we are recording this. If you are joining us for the very first time, welcome. This is the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Islands. And I was following the goings-on in Texas yesterday. Man alive, did that race look fast. I believe the bike course was a little bit short, and I've seen some videos floating around on social media as well. It seems like a bit of a draft fest. If you were in one of those groups, shame on you. But man alive, did the times look fast. How did I miss Ironman Texas as a quick one? I think over the last few years they've had some horrendous weather in Texas, but it looks like everything played out in the best possible way yesterday. And just phenomenal. One of the guests that we've had on the podcast, Garen Mosley, South African age group who lives in Ireland, absolutely smashed it and didn't win his age group, which is phenomenal. I mean, the times were crazy fast. But congratulations to you if you did race in Texas this weekend. And if you didn't, or if you raced anywhere else around the planet, I hope it all went according to plan. And if you're training for a big event, let us know what you're up to. Brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. I'd love to know what your goals are, what the hopes and aspirations are for the upcoming season. Pop me a mail. Brad@thekonaedge.com. Coming up on today's show, we are going to be talking some running. And if you're anything like me, less is more. I'm quite a big athlete, physically big. I don't want to sound muscular. I've got a big bone structure, okay? And the less I run, the better it is for me. I tend to pick up niggles and get injured if I try and run too much. And today's guest talks a little bit about improving your run by running slightly less. I'm talking about Rebecca McKee. She joins us on today's podcast to talk a little bit about her Ironman run. And I think you're going to enjoy this one. That's all coming up next. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Let's chat some running as we head back to Alaska now to catch up with Rebecca McKee, who is in Anchorage. Rebecca, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks, Brad.
Let's talk about your run, Rebecca, and sort of over the years, it's obviously something that has improved. Do you think there are a few things that you've done to really get better and have really sort of moved the needle on your run performance?
I do. I think the biggest is that I run less. I run a lot less than I've ever run in my whole life.
Tell me more.
Well, I believe that running is pretty hard on our bodies. And I also know that once you become to a certain level of fitness, that you can probably go out and run the distances that you're used to running in races without having to go out and run those distances all the time. And I also, especially for endurance athletes, I'm not a big proponent of going out and doing a ton of speed work. I believe and running at your pacing that you're going to be racing at. And I'm also one of those people that believes in running slower to get faster. And I just believe that if you lay your workouts out in a way that you can recover fully from the running you're doing, that your next run's going to be better. And I think a lot of people overrun and they're fatigued and it creates injuries and the cycle never ends. And I personally have hip issues. I've torn the labrum in my left hip. I've had hip issues on my right hip. I have a leg shorter than the other. If you've ever seen me run, I have a whip kick. Like literally I will kick you if you're running next to me. It's pretty impressive. Some people wonder how I move forward. And so I feel like people like me, especially that have structural issues, need to be really smart about how much pounding and how much demand we're putting on our bodies. So I think that's the biggest thing is I run maybe 3 days a week now.
You mentioned sort of recovery. How big a role does recovery play for you personally in your Ironman run and making sure that you're fresh enough and strong enough for your next one?
It's absolutely monumental. In fact, it's probably my philosophical base as a coach as well. I come from a space of recovery and reducing fatigue when I work with how I lay out training plans for my athletes. I'm all about understanding their fatigue levels and using those to create an adaptation, you know, versus a huge stress that causes an injury. And, you know, unfortunately, our sport is all about repetitive motion, and we're just injured. And so I think running is one of the biggest reasons that happens. And so I personally believe for me, my recovery from running and making sure that I'm really good and fresh is the best scenario for me, especially before the race.
From a favorite workout perspective, what are some of your favorite runs?
Well, I think when you ask me about favorite runs, it's for me, it brings up like memories of places that I run rather than the actual workouts. And I think that for me, I kind of like doing, again, that kind of long run where I get to see things and experience things. I mean, I've run in Paris and that's been amazing, and running in Kona and that's amazing. And I've, you know, been able to run in Spain. And so I think that for me, it kind of comes into like that long, slower run where I get to kind of see what's going on around me.
Looking at sort of back at your career, have you sort of made any mistakes from a run perspective that in hindsight you realized was something monumental and you could have done differently, or story of someone else that you've maybe worked with that you could share with us?
Oh my gosh, Brad, yes. I mean, honestly, I think you just poured salt in a wound that's still gaping for me.
Tell me more.
You know, I'm going to take an emotional check here, make sure I don't start crying. But Kona was really so amazing for me this year in 2017. And it was also such an epic mistake on the run. And the problem is when you get off the bike there, you're so happy to be off the bike and you feel good. You're just like, oh, I'm running. I'm so glad my poor body, 112 miles of brutality. And I know better. I knew better. I had the conversation with my coach 100 times, my husband 100 times. I knew I needed to slow down on a Lee E drive. It's very easy to run fast on a Lee E drive, or fast for me, because there's all these people and there's all this excitement and there's water and there's music and there's other athletes. And, you know, it just got that hometown feel, and you're charged, you're super excited, you're seeing the pros, you know, you're doing all these things, and you hit Polani and you hit mile 10 and it's like the bad plot of a movie. You're like, wow, I ran, you know, 20 to 30 seconds faster a mile and I'm going to pay for that horribly. And that's basically what happened. I knew I needed to slow down. I kept trying to slow down. I kept telling myself to slow down, but I felt good. I felt strong. I even walked an aid station that I was not going to walk just to slow down. And, you know, at mile 13, I still felt good. I'm still telling myself you need to slow down. And at mile 19, I slowed down, you know, and it's a little heartbreaking because I was off the bike in sixth and I was in third place, almost the entire length of Ali'i, I think. And I was actually in fifth place, I want to say, until about mile 20, 21. And then the wheels came off. And, you know, the last 5 to 6 miles in Kona, if you look at statistics, that's where everything happens. And to hit those miles not ready or cooked is the way I'd like to say it, that hurts, especially when you know better. And I knew better.
Has the lesson been learned? Will it happen again?
Well, let me tell you what happened in Ironman Arizona. I won my age group there because I refused to let this happen to me ever again.
I love it.
It's not going to happen ever again. And that's not to say that I'm going to go win anything ever again or everything. It's to say this mistake is not going to happen again.
I love that. Rebecca, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for sharing those stories with us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And we look forward to catching up again.
Thanks for having me.
And that's about it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, too, to everyone who has left us an iTunes review going in over the weekend. And it is from Unrich91 saying, great podcast, Brad. Thank you. Recently moved from Johannesburg to Orlando. Enjoying the great tips as well as feeling a little less homesick hearing South African accent every day. Keep it up. Well, Unrich, I'm glad I can give you a little taste of home, even though it's not all South African, but at least you get to hear a South African voice daily. So thank you for letting me be part of your move to Orlando in Florida. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you out there. I think Ironman Florida is definitely on my bucket list. Maybe we can catch up one day when I do head out there. So, Andre, thank you for leaving that iTunes review. If you haven't left us one, it really does help us grow the podcast. It's think of it as our virtual tip jar. If you'd like to support the podcast financially, you can by becoming a patron. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. But if you feel you don't want to support it financially, that's cool too. You can leave us a review. That helps us grow and get in front of more podcasts, more podcast listeners. Is just like you. So all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/review. I'll show you exactly how to do it. It's really simple if you are a bit tech challenged, and it takes you a couple of minutes and it really helps us grow. So thank you very much to Anuk, and thank you to you in advance for that iTunes review. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.